Today is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. One becomes happy when one becomes mindful of a great soul who's dear to Krishna, even if this great personality has left. I was so fortunate to be in Srila Prabhupada's electrical presence. I say purposefully electrical because everyone who was in contact with him became deeply touched. And this still goes on today when people read his books, see maybe a video or listen to a lecture, and hear discussions about him. They become deeply touched and inspired to move forward in Krishna consciousness. There are two memories which I would like to share today. One was our first meeting, and the second, the last meeting. When Prabhupada arrived in the Heathrow Airport, we all had waited for his arrival, but it was late and became past midnight. But all our tiredness went when finally those doors opened and he came towards us. In all traditions, saints are depicted with a halo. Prabhupada's effulgence was 500 meters big. At least it reached to me. I was so overwhelmed when I saw this mass of light around him that I just threw myself on the ground. Prabhupada stopped at that time. He stopped for me. He looked into my eyes so kindly and so lovingly, as if saying, "Welcome back." The last meeting I would like to share with you took place only months before his departure. Srila Prabhupada had made one last journey to the West to inspire his disciples, and he received a small group of us German devotees in his darshan room in the Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. When we sat before him, we were shocked because he was emaciated. He sat on a rocking chair. He had big sunglasses on to avoid irritation from light, and his gaze went over every one of us. It stopped even for some time at each one of his disciples, and finally, from deep within, we could hear his voice. "So, have you understood our philosophy?" At that time we tried to give many answers like we always did, but he was not satisfied, and finally he answered his own question by saying, "First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal." One of Srila Prabhupada's first disciples, Guru Das, remembered another question which Prabhupada asked his disciples and then answered himself. The question was, "What is the proof that Krishna is God?" And he didn't get any satisfying answer from any of those devotees who were there. He answered, "When you chant Krishna's name and when you serve him, you feel his presence. This ecstasy is the proof that Krishna is God." Srila Prabhupada did not teach a theoretical version of the Vedic scriptures. No, like a true guru, he led each one of us to a practical experience of Krishna, of ourselves. And in this way, he is really a very, very most powerful and merciful spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please all go into a prayerful mood, sit, become mindful of Srila Prabhupada. Address him in your own words, and just be in his presence.
Vandi Gurasi Charanaram.